GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Continuing coverage in our Newsmakers Hour, welcoming on the PDQ door telephone line. Gee, I don't know if he's been on it. He must have been on our show before this. State Representative Patrick Corey, the Republican of Windham. He's right on line three right there if you want to be the first to welcome Patrick to our program.
Hi, Pat. I don't know. If we missed you, we probably shouldn't have, but we got.
I've been on your show at least twice before.
All right.
So, see, it's all a blur to us.
A blur with so many.
Gosh, 15 years goes by so quickly.
Interested in the legislation you're talking about. To address that quote-unquote error by the Secretary of State's office, Matt Dunlap, on legislation to exempt the citizens' initiatives and people's vetoes from presidential primary elections. It got a lot of confusion. They thought it was going to be November in June.
They were told June.
Turns out that the next election is March because the legislature passed something. So how are you going to solve that?
So what I did is I put in a piece of legislation. I think that, you know, my initial concern with this is that I view these primaries as contests. I don't view them as elections. So what I've done is I'm submitting a bill, and, you know, it's essentially to try to get the word election, you know, out of the piece of statute that we had created, and then also at the same time exempting ballot initiatives and people's vetoes from these primaries. The primaries don't go and get a wide sort of variety of voters. They're very sort of party centric. You know, one year it could be great for the Democrats, another year it could be, you know, great for the Republicans, but, you know, it's one of those things where I just don't feel like our people's vetoes should be mixed into that. I think that, you know, what we're saying is that you essentially can't run a people's veto, you know, once every 4 years on those presidential years, and I don't think that was probably ever the intent.
Want to pull back from the letter that Secretary of State's office, Julie Flynn, penned this to the Christian Civic League of Maine when they raised their concern. We know that there were those, there's another organization that's a concern about the pulling of religious and philosophical exemptions on immunizations that are in a similar boat here. But this is from one of the paragraphs of Julie Flynn writing to the Christian Civic League. You have questioned whether the presidential primary is a statewide election. The definition of statewide election for purposes of a people's veto petition is set forth in the Maine Constitution, Article 4, Part 3, Section 20, as, quote, any election held throughout the state on a particular day. I'll spare the rest of it. It would seem that your legislation would require a change in the Maine Constitution?
So I've heard that. I've talked to people, and they've mentioned that. But my feeling about that is if we created this presidential primary with statute, why is it that we can't fix this problem with statute? And then more importantly, you know, when I go and I look at sort of this primary bill that had passed, you know, it was passed on sort of a very, you know, partisan vote this time around. And, you know, we have to make the decision, you know, are primaries more important than people's vetoes? You know, is it more important that we have a partisan primary where we may have to have a people's veto on that day? Or is it, you know, more important that, you know, that the right of the people to veto, you know, the actions of the legislature is more important.
So your intent would be to introduce the legislation when, in January?
My hope is that we would take care of it sooner. Like, say we would go back for bonds or something like that. You know, you've got people out there right now that are collecting these signatures, and some of them claim to have tens of thousands, you know, of signatures. And, you know, the idea that these people have put together these efforts that are, you know, extremely costly, you know, that are volunteer intensive. My understanding is these ones are very volunteer intensive, you know, and then you tell them that, hey, by the way, this thing is going to go on, a ballot when you guys, you know, probably have a snowball's, you know, chance in hell of, you know, passing, you know. Why would they be out there collecting signatures?
State Representative Patrick Corey, the Republican of Windham, on the line with us, submitting a bill that would clarify when citizen-initiated questions and citizen-initiated what we call people's vetoes should appear on which ballots. Let's talk about the Greens and, using the GHRT air quotes here, the independents, when really they are the unenrolled.
Yeah.
There is an opportunity. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah. So in the state we have, you know, I think that we had libertarians a while ago, but something had happened with that and them not having enough members in their party. But we have unenrolled voters, ones essentially that aren't in parties. We have green independents. And I think that that whole thing came in years ago with the whole Pat LaMarche race for governor, I believe. And then, you know, Republicans and Democrats. And what happens is during a primary, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, each state is saying what their preference is, you know, in terms of who they want to eventually run for president, you know, on their party's side.
All right. So,
well following up, I guess, yeah. I guess the point being made that in one of these primaries, say in March, I guess everyone right. could vote. The Greens and independents and a libertarian, were they truly a party or they recognize as a party in Maine as they go through that, they could vote, but they'd have to change their party affiliation. So there is a question, and I guess this would go to the attorney general eventually, who has access to come and vote on a primary in March or sometime in June?
I believe technically everybody would, just whether or not people would have the incentive to go out and vote on those days.
Well, that undercuts your bill.
So what you're going to have is if you have how many Democrat candidates do we have right now? Do we have 20 or 25 Democrat candidates, somewhere between that? All of those candidates are going to be spending all kinds of money to get out the vote, right, in that state in order to win that primary. So they're going to be pushing their voters into the polls that day. That's going to make it very difficult for anybody that has to, you know, run a people's veto, especially one that, you know, may be out of line or difficult, you know, with you know, one party to go ahead and, you know, have a fair chance at actually getting that to pass.
I know if you put one in January, you have to have the council give you permission for emergency legislation.
Yeah.
What would you have to do if and when the governor calls a special session here to take care of bonds? What would you have? What hoops would you have to cross?
So this could happen, I guess, one of two ways. So one way would be that, you know, I could go in front of legislative council and I could asked to put this in as emergency legislation, which might be a little bit difficult because we're not in session right now. And then the second option would be coming up by, you know, mid-September. And what happens then is we have another cloture deadline. And what happens with that cloture deadline in mid-September is we'll submit our bills. And then, you know, essentially, you know, Ledge Council will be deciding whether or not it's an applicable second session bill.
But that would not help the Christian Civic League perhaps at this time, and it would not necessarily help the people who have concerns about stripping away the philosophical and religious exemptions for immunizations.
I don't know if it would. I mean, I think that, you know, when you have a bill out there that's, you know, caused an obvious problem, you know, if it hadn't caused an obvious problem, the Secretary of State wouldn't have been out there apologizing, do you know what I mean, for this. This definitely affected these people's plans. I think you got to fix that bill.
Well, one thing we know, that the date is coming up in September 18th. You've got to come up with the signatures of 63,000. Literally, it'd be closer to 80,000 so they can get the voters. If they don't come up with the signatures, then the problem is kind of moot, isn't it?
Well, it possibly is until 4 years from now if we don't fix it. If we don't fix it now, I mean, I guess it would be moot for this upcoming thing. But I think that the other big concern, though, is, you know, by this happening, you know, we've really, you know, sucked the wind out of the sails of these efforts.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.